أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Complete praise, all glory and all exaltation is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his pure, noble family, and upon the righteous companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, respected sisters, mothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us all on this glorious day of Jumu'ah, in the sacred and noble month of Ramadan, and may it encompass us, and may it purify us and our hearts and our actions, and enable us to enter once again into the gardens of paradise on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Thumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate to be blessed with another Ramadan in our lifetime, fortunate to be able to reap the rewards during the day and also during the nights of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity for our benefit, for our sake, for it only benefits us and enables us to get closer to Allah azza wa jal, to purify ourselves of our sins and expiate our sins and bring us closer to the Almighty and also into the gardens of paradise. But the question that we need to ask ourselves up until now, which is alhamdulillah, we've had almost 3 weeks of the month of Ramadan, is have we actually done enough? Have we done justice to the month of Ramadan, to this noble and sacred month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us, the one which is full of treasures, the one which is full of rewards and blessings, of mercy and forgiveness and salvation? Have we actually done it justice, this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the questions that we need to really ask ourselves up until now, especially since we have the remaining 10 days before us, is how has our siyam been? How has our fasting actually truly been? Not just the fasting of the stomach, not just the fasting of our mouth from water, but our fasting of our heart, the fasting of the soul, the fasting of the tongue from speaking ill, from backbiting and gossiping, the fasting of the eyes from keeping away from all of those illicit looks and those things that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fasting of the ears and only listening to the glorious and melodious Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kalam of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fasting of our hands and how we've ensured we only use these hands to do those things and those actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those actions that are in accordance to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So fasting is not just of the stomach, it is much more comprehensive. And those who just fast with the stomach will only find hunger and thirst. But those who fast imanan wa ihtisaban, those who fast with complete iman in conviction and sincerity for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are the ones who will truly find its beauty, truly find its reward. And the reward is between you and your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enumerated the reward for various actions up to 700 times in the month of Ramadan. But the reward for the fast is based on the quality of your heart, based on the quality of your iman and your intention and your actions that follow for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you find that your fasting has been lacking up until now, you need to really reflect and change this before the last 10 days also slip away from our hands. How has your qiyam been? Standing fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qiyam during the nights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing in taraweeh, standing in tahajjud, standing in qiyamul layl before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing and being steadfast and establishing the salah and establishing your deen. How has your standing been before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you really think you have fulfilled the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by your standing? Have you stood for your deen? Have you stood for Islam? Have you stood for the Quran? Have you stood for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama? For truth, for honesty and sincerity, for integrity. What have you stood up for thus far in the month of Ramadan? Only you can truly answer that question. How has your sadaqat been? The charity that you give, the charity of a smile, the charity of a look, the charity of helping somebody, aiding somebody, assisting somebody, giving them advice, giving them nasiha, the money, the wealth that you give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the quality of your sadaqat in the way of Islam, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, his charity knew no bounds whatsoever. He gave as a rich man would give without any fear that his treasures would deplete. This is how much sadaqah the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would give. He was more beneficial than the winds that come and bring so much khair for an insan. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam abundantly gave in the month of Ramadan. So how is our charity in comparison? How is our qira'ah, the recitation of the Quran, how we've been engaging ourselves with every moment that we have to spare in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in its tilawa, in its tafakkur, in its tadabbur, in its understanding and depths? Have we been doing that, and have we done justice to the beautiful, majestic, timeless kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How have our du'as been to Allah azza wa jal? Have we been crying profusely? Have we been imploring and beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we should? How has our tawbah been? How has our hasanat, our good actions and deeds been, especially in this month, more than the other months outside of Ramadan? How has our sabr been in comparison? Not just the sabr that we show for food or for drink, but sabr in face of all of the difficulties and calamities in our life and the choices that we have to make. How has your tawakkul and your reliance been? Has it been like that bird who leaves its nest in the morning, empty stomach, and goes in search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rizq? Have you been searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you been truly relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the quality of your taqwa that you have established, that you have maintained, that you have increased in the month of Ramadan? What is your conscientiousness of Allah? What is your awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And most importantly, what is the level of your khushu, of your devoutness, of your devotion, of your humility and submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the things that you really need to ask ourselves up until now. How have you done thus far? And just like anything else, we want to increase our productivity. We want to increase our output. We want to increase our rewards and benefits by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we need to focus on all of these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي. That, oh, you have believed, that have true taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is His right for you to have taqwa. Taqwa is inclusive of fear, inclusive of awe, of glorification, of being in the state of submissiveness and humility. Taqwa is this acute awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine you had a police officer walking with you wherever you went. How careful would you be when you're driving? How careful would you be doing every single act as you go throughout the day? And this is far greater for us to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, is always with us. This is the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to develop, so that all of our actions we know and we see, realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ, that He is with you wherever you may be, however you may be. This is the level of taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to develop. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we did not do the true qadr, we did not truly do justice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He deserves justice. So ask yourself these questions: have you done justice to the month of Ramadan, to your siyam, to your qiyam, to your tilawa, to your khushu, to your taqwa, to all of these things? Have you done justice to this beautiful and noble gift of the month of Ramadan? Have you truly imbibed and inculcated this taqwa within your heart and make sure that it shows in your actions and in your af'al? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's primary objective for us to achieve in the month of Ramadan, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is our primary objective, to become so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that wherever we go, however we are, we know that we are doing everything for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not take a step wrong, we will not think bad or do evil or do anything else which is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla reminds us, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. To do the tasbih, the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do the praise and exaltation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, the one who nourishes you, the one who provides for you, the one who takes care of you, the one who develops you in every single stage of your life. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, and truly be from those people who do sajda, who submit, who surrender wholeheartedly, not just with their body, but with their mind, with their ego, with their nafs, with their heart, with their soul, and submit truly, submissively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the true sajideen of Allah azza wa jal. وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ قَلْيَكِينَ, that truly worship your Lord until certainty, conviction reaches you. Have you really achieved that certainty and that conviction in your salah up until now, in your ibadah up until now, in your siyam up until now? And if you have not tasted that sweetness in your salah, in your qiyam, in your siyam, you have not tasted that sweetness, that conviction, that complete veracity that indeed this is it, this is what I was supposed to have achieved in the month of Ramadan, then know that you still have to continue. Your journey is still in front of you, and we still have these 10 remaining days gifted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And become from those people that Allah azza wa jal wants us to become from. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين. Be those people who truly do tawbah. Tawbah means to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stand before Allah azza wa jal and to acknowledge who you are, to acknowledge what you've done, to do that sincere repentance, that tawbah, that turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of your heart, of your soul, of your actions. Say, Allah, protect me from these things again. I only want to turn to you for your glory, for your mercy, for your protection, for your blessing. This is the true turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become true abids, the true servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whose primary objective is just to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember their primary objective of their life and their creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to become these true servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who truly praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they recognize everything around them in the cosmos, in the universes, everything within them is all worthy of praise, and that praise only and solely goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who travel, those who do ruku, those who do sajda, these are the true people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who do command good, amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar, and forbid evil and bad, these are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become in the month of Ramadan. Those people who preserve and protect, and they are the vanguards of the hududillah, of the all of the rules and regulations and the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people that we need to become. These are the people that we need to aspire to be towards. These are the people that we need to encourage ourselves and our children to say, these are the qualities that you must have. These are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. When you do achieve that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Give these people of these qualities, of these characteristics, of taqwa, of tahara, of yaqeen, and of ibadah, that these are my true servants, these are my true servants and slaves, and these are the people who will be promised with Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So we need to try to do our utmost best, not just give 25% to the month of Ramadan or 50% to the month of Ramadan, because majority of our youngsters, they're waking up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening. What kind of percentage, what kind of quality of worship or ibadah are they actually giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they wake up at 5, 6 o'clock and then they have 3, 4 hours of fasting and then that's it? This is the act, this is the quality of ibadah, this is the best that you are giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to try our best, continue to push ourselves, just the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who truly strive in our cause towards our ways, overcome all of the challenges of hunger, of thirst, of being tired, of having work and family, all of these things, in spite of that, they are doing jihad in our way, struggling in our way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up ways for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them success. So this is the month of triumph, a month of Fath Makkah, a month of revelation, a month of the beginning of Islam. It's a month of so much. This is the month of striving, a month of jihad with yourself, with your ego, with your nafs, and going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never despairing in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the quality of the worship that we deliver for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal reminds us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. That those who have truly believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who truly believe in Allah azza wa jal, but then they also carry out righteous actions, those actions that are authorized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna la nudi'u ajra man ahsana amala. We will never waste any of their good deeds, any of their actions. But you have to become from those amil, those people who actually do that work, who work hard and strive hard in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. That this is the reward that we will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, where we have these palaces and places made for us, where rivers and streams will be flowing and beneath us. This is the reward for those people who worked, those workers in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here, we are those ants in the month of Ramadan who are working and working to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain those blessings and those rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your reward that you will receive in the month of Ramadan is based on the quality of your actions. Remember this, it's a very important point. Based on the quality of your action, not the quantity of your action, because everything has to be done with sincerity, with conviction, with ikhlas, with the pleasure and the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the forefront of your mind. So when you do your dhikr, make sure you are present in your dhikr and you're reflecting upon those words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're praying your salah, make sure you have this kayfiyyah, you have this kayfiyyah of khushu in your salah, you're being present in your salah. So this is the reward that you will receive based on the quality of your ibadah, not just the quantity of your ibadah. Paradise, like everything else in life, you have to work hard for it. It's not just going to be given to you on a silver platter. We have to strive, we have to work hard by doing righteous deeds, by doing honorable deeds, those deeds that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the obligation that He has placed upon us, the haqooqullah and the haqooqul ibad, equally applying all of those things in our life, refraining from all of those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actions that are prohibited by Allah azza wa jal and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and especially in this month of Ramadan, avoiding those doubtful matters, those matters in the grey area. If you are in doubt, it's better to always avoid that particular thing rather than think, maybe it's okay, I'll get away with it. Follow the sunnah to the best of your ability. As I mentioned at the beginning, we have to give our best. to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to this noble gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented us with. We have to give our best. We can't give 25% or 30% and just kind of cruise through the month of Ramadan, sleeping half of it through and just think, oh, Allah ta'ala will accept it. But no, this is the distinguishing factor that will distinguish between us going into perhaps the lowest of heavens or the highest of heavens, or even between Jannat and Jahannam, based on your a'mal, based on your actions. So you have to continue to strive. Ask yourself, what have we achieved thus far in the month of Ramadan? How is our siyam and our qiyam, our sadaqat, our qira'ah, our du'a, our tawbah, our hasanat, our sabr, our tawakkul, our taqwa, all of these things, how have they been? And if you find that they are not at 100% or 90% in that percentile, then you know you have still a lot of work to achieve in the final few days of Ramadan. We all want the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And every single salah we say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His beneficence. But Ar-Rahman is He who is merciful to those on earth. And this includes Muslims and non-Muslims alike. But we are seeking something far more deeper than just asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His rahmaniyya. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to be rahim towards us as well. Because Rahman is he who will be merciful to those on earth. And this includes Muslims and non-Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His rahmah, His rahim, that is reserved for the Muslims on the day of Qiyamah, where He will truly show how merciful, how entirely merciful He is in the hereafter. So seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but don't just seek the rahmaniyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the rahimiyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek something which is far more deeper, far more significant, something that we truly need in the hereafter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to make the month of Ramadan count, and we need to make our lives count as well, because nobody knows how long we're going to live, whether we will be given another month of Ramadan in our lifetime or not. So make these opportunities last. Make them count to the best of your abilities. Maximize the remaining 10 nights of Ramadan and the remaining 10 days of Ramadan as well. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam reminds us that whoever spends the nights of Ramadan in prayer out of complete faith and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَنْبِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, that he will be forgiven for his previous sins and for his present sins. And this is something that we need to work hard towards in the last 10 days of Ramadan and nights of Ramadan. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is described by Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that he would tighten his belt. You know how we tighten our belt in our gym, or we loosen our belt for iftari, but tighten the belt. He was tightening his belt, i.e. he was getting ready, he's getting prepared to do something monumental, and he would devote the entire night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only would he do that for himself, but he'd always encourage and awaken his family members as well. We say, oh, takiyah and turutiyah, and oh, they're tired and they've had a long day, but no, these are the last 10 nights to really make a difference. This is towards the end now, and we really need to strive even more harder, as we have started with the beginning of Ramadan, even more harder, more striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the way as it was showed to us by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the night of Qadr is upon us. It's very, very close. It's tangibly there. We can feel it. For those people who have developed that taqwa, have developed that khushu, have developed all of those characteristics that we've discussed thus far, for these people, they can sense it and they can feel it. It is a night of destiny, a night which can transform you. It is a night of immense power of transformation. It's a night of beauty where the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon you. It is a night of forgiveness, a night of great mercy, a night of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of finding meaning and purpose in your deen, in your religion, of having that raja and that hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having this great opportunity which is khayrun min alfi shahr, far greater than 1,000 months of accepted worship. You can worship your entire life, but perhaps they may not be accepted, or you'll only receive illa ushruha or thulusuha or rub'uha. As the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, you can pray your salah, but just because you pray your salah doesn't mean you'll be rewarded for that entirety of the salah. You'll only perhaps get 1/10 reward of that salah, or 1/9, or 1/8, or 1/7, or 1/6, and it continues all the way to 1/3 or 1/2. It is based on the quality of your worship. So in these 10 nights, we have to work even harder and to increase in our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase in our sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek this beautiful night, the night of Laylatul Qadr, by frequenting the masjid, by engaging ourselves even more so in the tilawah of the Qur'an. For those people who are unable to do the farzi kifaya, the communal i'tikaf in the masjid, you can still do an i'tikaf within your heart, within your mind, whether you are traveling, whether you are at home, wherever you may be. Engage yourself in this form of seclusion where you're cutting yourself off from the dunya, whether you are traveling or at home or at work. Just lose yourself and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seclusion, and be engaged in zikr, be engaged in your worship, be engaged in calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your tilawah. Stop the dunya and leave the dunya. It is possible for us to leave the dunya and cut off from the dunya. You've been in the dunya for 355 days. You know, these 10 days you can seclude yourself and cut yourself off from the dunya and say, Allah, I'm just giving this totally for you, and I want to be closer to you, I want to be intimate with you, I want to receive your blessing, I want you to open my heart, I want you to transform me. This is what I want from you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you so much. This is the opportunity now to cry truly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to share your feelings before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to truly humble yourself in khushu before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly supplicate towards him, implore him, beseech him, turn to him, be sincere with him, and have that meaningful conversation and dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these final few nights of Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to achieve all of these things and much more in the remaining 10 days and 10 nights of Ramadan.